What is CKUW?
CKUW is the FM radio station at the University of Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada.
The station is 95.9 FM, and it operates 24/7. Almost everybody here is a volunteer.
CKUW is a community campus radio, not a pre-programmed info commercial for big business. We have the freedom and the mandate to present music and ideas that cannot be found in the mass media.
Our programming broadcasts spoken word shows covering local news, the entertainment scene, and community and social issues.
The history of CKUW. In 1968, CKUW was used as a closed-circuit station that only broadcasted to Lockhart Hall Lounges, the Buffeteria, and the Bowman Student Center.
As campus community radio spread across Canada, CKUW looks forward to broadcasting to the whole city in FM. 10 years of research, planning, and saving were required to complete a license application and ensure that the station would be healthy and successful.
CKUW's license application was approved by the CRTC in October 1998. For most of the winter, volunteers were being trained and equipment needed was being bought.
The test broadcast started on April 27, 1999. The official kickoff broadcast was on Friday, April 30th at 12 a.m. Rob Smith, the station manager, did a short speech, and the first song that was played was That Entertainment by The Jam.
So now you know about CKUW. Okay, so we're here with Rob.
Hello.
And he's one of the volunteers, am I right?
Actually, I'm staff here at the radio station.
Very cool. Okay, so we're going to ask you a few questions. Is that all right?
Sure thing. Yeah.
Do you enjoy working here?
It's a very fun place. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
And how long do you spend working here?
Well, do you mean like in a week or?
Or just a day.
Okay, well, I come in around 9 o'clock. And we're here till about 4:30 or 5 every day. It's usually busiest during the day. Lots of people coming in and making radio and that kind of stuff.
What do you do?
I'm the station manager, so that means I'm responsible for all of the business behind the scenes kind of things at CKUW. So I have to pay the bills, make sure that we're following the government's rules, keep an eye on the other staff here at the radio station, and see that we're working on all the different projects that we have to do. And then I'm also planning things for the future and new projects that we'll take on or other events that we get involved with. It's a lot.
That seems very interesting.
What do you enjoy most?
That's a tough question. I think my favorite part is actually making radio shows. So, the behind-the-scenes stuff is fun. But I really like having a bunch of music or having some interesting people to talk to and sitting down in front of some microphones and having a bit of fun.
And when did you start working here?
I started at CKUW in September 1996, so it's quite a long time ago. But it's been a lot of fun.
That's when we were born.
Do you go on air?
Yes, I have a show on Monday mornings. It's from 10 a.m. until noon. It's called Department 13. And it's a music show where we play new music, and I sometimes try and get guests in who are interesting and talk to them about things that they like or stuff that's going on in the community.
Who's the most interesting guest you ever had?
Oh, that's a really tough question. I really liked the show where I had Ken Gregory in. He's a local sound artist, and he talked about making sounds and art using kites and wind, kind of like weird wind instrument kind of experiments that he was involved in. That was a really fun show.
That's very awesome. So we're here with Robin.
Do you enjoy working here?
I do enjoy working here.
How long do you spend working here?
Well, this is my full-time job, so I usually work about 7 or 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
What do you do here?
My official job title is program director. And what I mostly do is help the volunteers make radio.
What do you enjoy most?
Part of what I enjoy about my job is the people. I like the fact that we have a lot of very different people come and do radio. They all have different interests and backgrounds and senses of humor, and they're different ages. And yeah, that really keeps me sort of engaged and interested in what I do.
When did you start working here?
Well, I became a volunteer at the radio station before I got a job here. And I took my volunteer training in 2004, and I became a volunteer and did a radio show for quite a long time. And then when the job that I do, when the position came up, I applied and got hired. So I've been doing my paid job here for almost 2 years.
Do you ever go on the air now?
Yeah, I still do the same radio show that I did when I became a volunteer. I do the bluegrass and old-time music show called Hit the Big White Drum.
What do you talk about when you go on the air?
Well, because my show is a music show, I generally talk about the music that I play and the artists that I play. And I always give the weather and the time. And sometimes I'll talk about different sort of music events that I know that my listeners might be interested in. If there's festivals or some jam sessions that are going on, I'll let my listeners know about that. And then at 4 o'clock, which is midway through my show, I'm supposed to do the entertainment guide. And that's a listing that I read off of concert and club events that are happening around the city, and that happens on my show every week.
And today we have
Gary Dells.
So, what do you do here?
Well, I have a show that I've been doing for about, let me think now, at least 6 years. It's called The Loose Show, and it's a very eclectic music show that I play mostly music from my own collection, everything from folk music to rock music to jazz. And more, and electronic also. So that's what I do. It's 1 hour, so it's not too bad. I can squeeze it into my schedule.
And are you a volunteer or a staff member?
I'm a volunteer.
Do you enjoy working here?
Yeah, it is. It's fun. I know quite a few of the other people that volunteer here, and it's a good little community. Friendly.
So besides going on air for an hour, do you do anything else here?
Not really. No, that's basically, well, I of course participate in Fun Drive. Once a year we have Fun Drive so that we raise money to keep the station running.
And what do you enjoy most?
I guess just playing the music that I enjoy and sharing it with other people.
So when did you start working here?
I think it's been already 6 years. So, but I'm not sure. But something like that. What about 6 months after the station started?
Do you ever go on air?
That is what I do. Every week. Well, not every week. But pretty well every week.
And you host a show. What is it called?
It's called The Loose Show. And loose meaning, I guess, the parameters that I... the kind of music I play. It's very loose in terms of its definition.
What do you usually talk about?
Well, I talk mostly just about the music that I'm playing. Perhaps sometimes I talk about bands that I've seen in the last little while, maybe a music festival festivals that I've gone to. So basically I talk about music.
Well, thanks for the interview.
No, we still have more questions. Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever had any guests on your show?
Actually, I have. I've had a few guests. And it's always fun. Actually, it's quite fun to have a guest because when you're standing, well, you guys are working together today. But I mean, I know if you were only one of you was here, it would be a little. It's a little different dynamic. It's sometimes hard to sort of focus in, and it's sort of more fun, I think, if you have two people. So I should think about doing guests. I should get more guest hosts.
Who's the most interesting guest you've had on your show?
I'm not really sure. Like I say, I haven't had that many, and mostly they're friends of mine or people that I know. So I can't really say. I haven't had any like famous people on my show or anything like that.
Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
You're welcome. And enjoy the rest of your program.
Yeah, we'll do it next year. See you then.
Yeah.
So, hi, and your name is?
I'm Brietta O'Leary.
And
do you enjoy working here?
Yeah, I love it. I'm really glad that I've been volunteering here and that I'm doing radio camp as well.
How long do you spend working here?
It depends. I'm here about 30 hours a week during radio camp, during the weeks that we have the the camps going on. And otherwise, I have an hour-long show every week called Horses of a Different Color. So I'm doing that. And I also come in and do other things like cataloging CDs and doing production work and some other special events.
What do you enjoy doing most?
I really enjoy actually putting my show together and choosing music and feel like I'm creating this really good product as a whole that people are enjoying. And so I just kind of an outlet for the music I really love. And just all the great people I get to meet and the fun special things we get to do and production work as well. So yeah.
Cool. When did you start working here?
I started volunteering in September 2006. And then I got my own show around late October, early November. So I celebrate my show's anniversary. It'll be its two-year anniversary this November.
Do you enjoy radio camp?
Yeah. Why do you enjoy it?
Because it's fun and you get to learn about the equipment and stuff.
What about friends? Don't you like making new friends?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
What do you like most about radio camp?
Having fun, doing stuff, being on the radio.
Did you go on any shows?
Yeah.
Did you like going on air?
Yeah.
Did you come here last year?
Actually, no, I didn't.
When you get older, do you want to be a volunteer or a staff member?
Maybe it depends.
What do you mean, it depends?
Depends what kind of, like, classes I take.
And what's your favorite band?
My favorite artist is Rihanna.
And we are here interviewing Shelby from Radio Camp.
What do you like most about Radio Camp?
Is being on air.
What's the best activity that we've done so far in Radio Camp?
Go to the park.
What's your favorite band?
Hair Duff.
Do you know what CKW stands for?
No.
So, do you enjoy Radio Camp?
Yes.
And what do you like most about Radio Camp?
I'm not sure.
Did you come here last year?
No.
And when you get older, do you want to be a volunteer or a staff member?
Maybe.
Do you like going on air?
Not really.
Why?
Kind of scary, I don't know why. Because if you mess up, everybody will hear you on air.
At least you're not on Hot 103.
True that.
I hear you like jazz music.
Yes, but mostly blues.
Who's your favorite blue artist?
B.B. King.
Do you know what CKUW stands for?
No.
What are your names?
William.
Bob.
Do you enjoy radio camp?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I would say the old one was better because we got to go on trips, but this one's pretty okay.
Because we got to do lots of radio stuff.
And what do you mean by radio stuff?
Like, got to interview people. William still has to interview somebody. You guys did lots of interviewing.
Did you come here last year?
Yep.
I remember seeing you yesterday. Was it you interviewed somebody? Who was that?
That was Odario from Grand Analog.
And he's like, is he like a rap star? Or
yeah.
What do you like most about Radio Camp?
I would say getting to learn about this stuff, you know, like recording, going on air, and that stuff.
Same.
And what's the best thing that you've done so far?
Well, it's my promo, I would say.
Interviewing Odario.
When you get older, do you want to become a volunteer or a staff member?
Sure.
Why?
Because we can give the experience that we had from our past. And, like, tell the other people.
What my friend over here is trying to say, he would like to be a staff member so that he can teach the younger kids all about radio and stuff.
Have you boys been on air yet?
Yes, I've been on air the first day I came here.
Same here.
And what show did you go on?
I went on someone with Smitch.
No, I went on with that guy that's over there.
Rob Smitch.
Exactly.
And do you like going on air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like going on air.
Why?
Because it's fun, and if you screw up, you can just make it funny, you know.
Would you explain that in a full sentence, please?
All the honey, the funnies get the honeys.
And what's your favorite band?
I would say...
Or artist?
I would say, what's his name?
We'll get back to you. Bob?
Jay-Z.
William?
Same.
And do you boys know what CKUW stands for?
No.
I have no clue. You guys probably know.
All right. Well, just to let you guys know, it stands for... C stands for Canada, and the second letter had to be a consonant, so it's not a vowel, so it's K. And U stands for University, and W stands for Winnipeg.